This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Evan Erickson. Local officials are continuing to search for two people missing from the coastal village of Quigilingok after remnants of Typhoon Halong left one dead and much of the region devastated by high winds and flooding. But large-scale search and rescue efforts are largely on hold pending new information. The U.S. Coast Guard, Alaska State Troopers, and Alaska National Guard say they were unable to locate a floating house and its occupants before they suspended their active search Monday evening. Coast Guard Captain Christopher Culpepper says the search covered dozens of square miles around Quigilingok using helicopters, planes, drones, and more.
Suspending an active search is always a tough decision to make, and it is especially difficult in this situation where the Quigilingok community is already suffering so much.
Alaska State Troopers identified the missing people as 71-year-old Vernon Pavel and 41-year-old Chester Cashatok and said they had located the body of 67-year-old Ella Mae Cashatok. All three were residents of the hard-hit village of Quigilingok and members of the same family. Bria Paul knew them well. She says she saw their house floating off its foundation as floodwaters rose on Sunday.
They were the most kindest people I've ever met. They didn't have much, but they always, always had a positive mindset, and they always greeted anyone. They welcomed everyone to their home. They deserve to be searched. Their names deserve to be heard.
Village public safety officers and volunteers are continuing to search for the two men. Hundreds of people remain sheltered in village schools scattered throughout the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. State officials say they're rushing aid to the region and working to evacuate residents of Kipnuk and Quigilingok. A mass evacuation is underway for Kipnuk and Quigilingok, where 1,000 people were sheltering in schools after Sunday's huge storm, the remnants of Typhoon Halong. Kipnuk Tribal Administrator Buggy Carl said by phone around 1 p.m. yesterday that he was focused on one thing.
Well, right now he's just trying to convince everybody to go before the next storm hits.
Kipnuk's cracked runway is now fixed. Hundreds had been flown out by helicopter and airplane to Bethel as of yesterday afternoon. Shelter conditions in the two communities were rough. The toilets weren't working at the Quigilingok school, power and telecommunications were spotty in Kipnuk, and fuel to heat the school was running low. Nearly all the homes in both towns were damaged. It's unsafe to stay, Carl says. Still, some people are reluctant to leave.
I know their mindset that their heart is here, they don't know anywhere else to go.
It's more than just familiar. Carl says it's where they know how to make a living as subsistence hunters and harvesters. Carl says he heard some say they were afraid to go somewhere else.
And then there's a possible talk that we'll be able to come back for those who want to come back and still continue to help clean up and make way around Kipnuk to start help cleaning up and get it up and running.
Carl says houses that were pushed off their foundations are scattered across Kipnuk. He was in a house with 14 family members during the storm, six of them children, when the four-bedroom house started drifting around 2 a.m. At one point, he yelled at his family to brace when it looked like they were going to strike another house. He estimates his home traveled a half mile before it came to rest.
We only floated down a few minutes. It felt like hours because the time was really slow. And I was really, my adrenaline was like out of the roof.
Quigilingok Tribal Court Administrator Bria Paul says a substantial portion of her town has already been flown to Bethel.
We're going to be one of the last families to leave so we can let the ones with no homes go first. But as of right now, we don't know where we're going to go.
The first evacuees were taken to the Bethel Armory, but that shelter quickly filled. On Wednesday afternoon, evacuees were seen boarding a C-17 transport plane at the National Guard Armory hangar in Bethel. A spokesperson with the Alaska National Guard says 300 people from both Kipnuk and Quigilingok were staged in the armory hangar to be evacuated to Anchorage. While the Kuskokwim Delta coast took the brunt of the remnants of Typhoon Halong, communities miles up the Kuskokwim River saw destructive flooding from the storm as well. As KYUK's Sage Smiley reports, more than two dozen homes in Napakiak were moved from their foundations by floodwater, and dozens of residents are still sheltering at the local school.
Before last weekend's storm, the Lower Kuskokwim village of Napakiak was already in the middle of a community retreat from the rapidly eroding banks of the river, slowly moving houses and businesses away from the edge. In late August, students attended classes in their brand new school about a mile away from the river. Now, around 50 people are sheltering there after the remnants of Typhoon Halong brought Kuskokwim floodwater within a foot of the new building.
You know, one family had to crawl out when their home was drifting. Everybody had to climb out to a boat through their windows. I can't imagine how all the families that went through this, how they felt.
Walter Nelson is Napakiak's managed retreat coordinator.
This is the worst case scenario that we've never thought of before. And realizing, you know, another one that's coming or could be hitting us, could wipe out Napakiak. Who knows? Other villagers in the same boat as us.
He says basically every house in Napakiak and most businesses had water come into them. The city office and local clinic weren't inundated, but still sustained damage. Community members say that more than two dozen houses in Napakiak were displaced from their foundations when the storm hit, around a quarter of the homes in the village. And many homes in Napakiak are without water, electricity, or sewer, posing a major health concern.
Every, what we call a dog house or sewage tank that is connected to a house or business have either been displaced or moved or drifted.
Nelson says it's the same with fuel tanks, so homes also don't have working heat.
I've never seen a storm come in this strong before. You know, I live in a house that's pretty high from the road, but it came into my heating system, but I'm not the only one.
Nelson says there are a lot of needs in Napakiak, but top of the list are drinkable water and cleaning supplies to clean up the mud and debris from flooding.
I can't tell you how we're going to survive, but, you know, we're going to be working closely with any entity that's willing to help us rebuild here in Napakiak.
For now, he says that families are still staying in the school and haven't been evacuated upriver to Bethel. With reporting from Evan Erickson, in Bethel, I'm Sage Smiley.
This is KYUK News. I'm Evan Erickson. Koyana for listening. Please share your news tips, comments, or suggestions. You can email us at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for Yoktun Ganumshit coming up.